I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, it's Andy. I am in my dressing room getting made up. And I got to tell you, the first time I met I almost called her Felicity. That is absolutely terrible. I didn't even watch Felicity. The first time I met Carrie Russell was here at Watch What Happens Live. And I really thought, you know what? This woman may be perfect. Couldn't find anything wrong with her. Not that I was looking, but she is perfect. And then she came on with her husband, Matthew Rhys. They co-star on The Americans, of course, last year, I think. And she was even more perfect. And now she's back with Matthew Rhys. So I'm thrilled. I'm a fan. What can I say? I'm a fan. I don't even, to be honest, know her work that well. I'm a fan of hers. I don't watch The Americans. I know it's great, but, well, I don't know it's great. Everyone says it's great, but I'll take their word for it. Oh. All right. Enjoy. We'll see you tonight. I mean, I won't see you tonight. Just enjoy the show. That's all.
I spy a pair of spies with my wonky eye. It's Watch What Happens Live with Carrie Russell and Matthew Rhys now. I'm Andy Cohen in the Bravo Clubhouse with a couple I'd like to KGB with in every sense of the word. The last time she was here, I referred to her as the angel from my heart and loins, and for some reason, she still came back. Please welcome the star of The Americans on FX, my angel, Carrie Russell. And he is a Welshman who plays a Russian who plays an American. It's Carrie's scene partner and life partner, Matthew Rhys. Hi, Matthew. To see you both.
Thank you for having us back. I'm so glad
you came back.
We're glad to be back.
And very fond of you both.
We saw you at the ballet recently.
Yes, we did.
We were at a very swanky ballet moment.
That was a wonderful night.
It felt so New York City to
it
be
was
out.
Very fancy.
And then you were seated right next to us.
Yes.
Tough to follow that one, I thought.
Yes.
I didn't understand the ending.
I didn't either. Yeah. But I think by that point, my Chiba Chew had kicked in, so it was fine. Tonight's bartender and I don't have too much in common except for our affinity for hot men with fake teeth. It's the NHL's championship trophy, the Stanley Cup, everybody. The Stanley Cup playoffs begin Wednesday, April 11th on NBCSN. And the thing I love about the Stanley Cup playoffs is they last like 8 months. Do you know what the Stanley Cup is?
Yes,
what
I
is
do.
It's
a large cup that belonged to a man called Stanley.
No. Do you know who wins the Stanley Cup?
Anyone called Stanley.
Who? No. Oh. It's the hockey trophy.
Yes, that's what I said in Welsh.
Yes, let's get started and say that Southern Charm premiered tonight, and I was thrilled to see. Carrie, take a look at the promise ring.
Here we go.
That Pat got. And this gentleman, it's not even, it's a promise ring. I mean, that's some rock, that's right?
Just, yeah. So wait, does that mean she's not going to put out until she gets married?
That's
is
a
that
very
the,
good
Is that
question.
The promise?
That's maybe
I
the promise.
I will.
I don't know. At Shep's birthday barbecue, the guys hilariously struggled with the food prep, and we made a sitcom out of it. Take a look.
How do you start a regular fire? Have you ever been camped?
That's with wood.
Fire? I didn't know you had the instructions.
I didn't know I had them either.
But don't you have to flip the rims?
Just look it up. What's up?
Hey,
what's up?
We need you.
Does that look like it's working?
I mean, it's a good amount of smoke. You have any appetizers?
I put the menu in charge of Craig. Do you have any cooking experience?
Not too much.
This is one you don't want to overcook for sure.
You just touched the f-ing raw chicken tongs to the thing.
Don't be an asshole.
That's the dumbest f-ing thing you can do.
Hey, we should keep an eye on these ribs.
Watch out, Craig.
Love it.
Thanks for bringing the snacks. Snack boy.
Snack boy.
They aced it. Carrie and Matthew came for your questions, but before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. Oh, by the way, we're going to have a sneak peek of next week's Southern Charm in a little bit, and it's explosive. First, in one of our favorite Carrie movies, Waitress, her character makes pies inspired by her life. But if the guys in Carrie's real life were pies, I wonder what kind of biting things she would have to say about them. Ooh. Here's what. I'm going to serve you a piece of pastry filled with the face of a former male co-star and feed you a question. You open your pie hole and answer. Okay, let's see. The first piece of pie is Tom Cruise. So the movie came out in 2006, Mission Impossible 3.
Got it.
And that was the year he got married to Katie Holmes. What was their vibe on the set? Was he jumping on couches? What was the energy?
A lot of love, a lot of kissing.
A lot of love and a lot of PDA.
Yeah.
And was it weird PDA or like, oh my God, it's amazing?
Sweet PDA.
Sweet PDA. Next piece of pie, please. Oh my God, Terrence Howard on a piece of pie.
Wow.
Terrence is notoriously out there. He's one of our favorite Watch What Happens Live guests. What is the most interesting or odd thing that he has turned your ear about?
I don't know. That was a quick one for us. He was like making was, records at the time.
Really?
Right?
How would you describe him in one word?
Kooky.
Okay, next piece of pie, please. It's your Extraordinary Measures co-star, Harrison Ford.
Amazing.
Harrison Ford, it was going to be returning for a fifth Indiana Jones.
Love it.
Are you down for it?
Down.
Down
100%. Down, hard.
Okay, next up, next piece of pie, it is Scott Foley from Felicity. What is the most unattractive thing about Scott Foley?
Is there anything unattractive about being the nice guy? No.
Right.
No. Maybe. The nice guy's awesome. The nice guy's who you marry.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I don't know how you do it. It's seamless.
Really?
Just like, how do you get out of that one? How do you just like,
know,
oh, he's got hands like a carny or something.
Yes, I know.
You're just like,
because
I think like,
hands like a carny sounds attractive.
Does it?
Carny
hands?
Yeah.
It sounds big and rough to me.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
finally,
yeah.
Whenever I have esteemed actors on our show, I like to ask them deep and poignant questions.
Good.
But lucky for them, I've already got my weekend brain on. Here's what, it's time for a round of trivial questions.
I like it.
With Outside the Actors Studio.
Oh, I like this.
What was the last text you sent, Carrie Russell?
I can tell you what that was.
What was it?
Order me a cheeseburger and a glass of red wine.
Wow, I love it. You sent it to him?
Because I was coming from work, heading here, and we had barely enough time to eat, so I
said... Barely. Adorable. What was your first concert, both of you?
Mumford & Sons.
That was your first? Oh, together?
Us. No, not together.
No.
Oh, but that's
as
cute.
As a child.
Yeah, as a
I
child.
I only think like that now.
Yeah, I know, only. It
I can only
Carrie.
Think.
You were a newborn until you met Carrie.
I can only think as a partnership.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
That was a good concert, though.
Yes.
But what was your first concert?
Red Hot Chili Peppers. Brixton
nice.
Academy, London.
What was yours, Carrie?
Not nearly as cool.
Tell.
Janet Jackson?
Denver, Colorado!
Super cool!
Anthony Kiedis never revealed a nipple at the halftime.
Yes. What celebrity gave you your first boner, Matthew?
Probably say Elizabeth Shue.
That was a good one.
Really?
Yeah.
I get
Elizabeth Shue.
Yeah.
She's awesome.
Cocktail.
How old were you getting your first boner?
29.
Who gave you your first lady boner?
I would say it's a toss-up between Lenny Kravitz and Chris Robinson from the Black Crowes.
Wow. All right. Would you rather be rich and sad or poor and happy?
Ooh.
Rich and sad.
Yeah.
Yes, of course. Thank you very much for playing Outside the Actor's Studio. Let's go to the phones. It's Casey from Houston, Texas. Hey, Casey, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, love the show. Go Astros.
Go Astros.
Congratulations. Woo! Here's a quick question for Casey. Do you know Carrie's parents? They live in Houston.
No, but, you know, we can meet up sometime. Yeah.
Right.
We'll meet up. What's your question?
My question's for Carrie. Okay. Can you tell us anything about the 20th anniversary of the Felicity reunion happening this June? And does that mean that we're going to get a reboot or a revival in the future?
Tell them about the feature film you're not supposed to talk about.
I can tell you that we're going, and
you're going.
That's it.
The cast is reuniting at South by Southwest to celebrate. Is it at South by Southwest? Yes.
It's a different TV festival thing.
Yeah, the TV festival.
In Austin, which is a cool town.
Yes.
And
we're going.
And strangely, they're doing Felicity and the Americans the same day.
Oh, perfect. Well, yeah. That's because you guys are smart and you like to amortize your time.
Well, yeah.
Yes. Maddie in Chicago wants to know, Carrie, what was it like being in Bon Jovi's Always video?
You've kept that one quiet.
Chilly, because I was only wearing a bra at a certain point.
Ooh. Mm. Christopher A. from New York said, Matthew, have you heard anything about the possibility of a Brothers and Sisters reboot?
I have. We're doing a stage play of it in a month. No, we're not.
No, they're not. Oh, my God, the audience is like on a roller coaster. Let's go to Desiree from Florida. That was so funny. Hey, Desiree, what's your question?
Yeah. Hi, Andy. You are my favorite person in all of TV world.
Aww. You are very nice.
Aww.
Oh, thank you. My question is for Matthew.
Okay.
When Burt Reynolds was on Watch What Happens Live, he was not a fan of Kathleen Turner.
Oh.
What was your relationship like with her during The Graduate?
Do tell.
It was very good. It was very good because we had a tricky moment. I did The Graduate with Kathleen on stage. And I had to, there was this moment where she kind of had to drop her towel and reveal herself to me. And I never looked at her once.
Really?
No, because I thought there was like a number of things went through my head. I thought once it would be good for the character, but two, if I looked, she'd just think I was a pervert.
So where did you put your eyes?
Thankfully, in the place, he's meant to go, oh my God, Mrs. Robinson.
Not even on the last night.
Not even a sneaky.
You must have had it. You're at the side of your.
I really didn't.
Did she seduce you?
In many ways, yes.
And did she make you horny?
Yes, slightly, yes.
Let's go to Cynthia from Louisiana with a question for Carrie Russell. What's your question?
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hi, Carrie. What was the biggest meltdown you ever saw from one of the younger Mickey Mouse Club members back in the day?
Ooh, great question.
Great question.
You were there, Brittany, and and Christina were 12 when you were there. And so did you see what...
God, that's good. I wish I remembered something really good.
Oh, I do too.
But you like your memory is so bad at that age.
Yeah.
It's like all you care about, like adults are invisible. And all you care about is like, does the guy I think is cute, is he going to be in my dance class
today? Who did you
today?
Think was cute? Channing?
Channing Tatum.
He wasn't a mouse.
Was he in
it? Oh, he wasn't. Oh, Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling. But I was 17 when he was 12.
So he could get it.
Yeah, but I was
I know, I'm just kidding.
The biggest meltdown.
Right.
Yeah, it was probably about like who ate the granola bars.
Yeah,
like, it
right.
was really boring because we were little kids. But it was fun. It was really
seamless
fun
again.
Wow.
Seamless.
Yes, yeah. No, yeah, she's amazing.
Poetry.
Next week on Southern Charm, the women call BS on JD. Here's
Ooh.
A sneak peek.
Elizabeth and I have made mistakes. We've both made mistakes.
Really?
We're working through some things.
She cries every single night because of you. You're and to see you out now. Every night f***ing 20-year-olds.
I'm sorry.
JD.
What are you talking about?
I have proof.
You're a con artist.
Okay.
So you're probably really good at hiding that shit.
Are y'all upset with me or something?
Yes.
That's fine then. I'll be the bad guy.
That's what all guys really say. Good. All guys say that.
It's so interesting how men like to smear the women when they have no voice. We all see the truth. Everybody at this table knows that you're a complete piece of shit.
Yowzies.
Ooh.
Yowzies.
You were saying
Southern Harm.
Wait,
you were
wait,
what did you say watching?
Is that Jodie Foster, isn't it?
Yes, Jodie Foster.
I thought that was her. I got a little, yes. I got a little,
it's,
I was like, there she
game
is.
Game time, everybody. My guests work together, live together, and even have a kid together. So it's safe to assume their relationship is rock solid, but not if I can help it. Carrie and Matthew, we've asked you both some questions about each other and put your answers on cards, and now we'll find out how closely you know your partner.
Great.
Let's play.
Ooh,
grab your cards.
Great.
Carrie, what did Matthew say was your most irritating habit? Carrie, what did Matthew say was your most irritating habit?
Do I say it?
You say it, but you put your cards on your lap.
Yes.
My most irritating habit?
What did he say?
I'm going to say that I say bunch.
Okay. Oh. Matthew, reveal the card. Hair in the tub. Okay, Matthew, what did Carrie say is her favorite thing to do together?
Dance.
Carrie, show the card. We need you to show your card, Carrie.
I like it.
In my dream.
Drink wine, watch documentary. Oh, that's cute. Have you seen Wild, Wild Country?
No.
On Netflix? Oh, my God, you're going to freak.
We're going to do it tonight.
Carrie, who did Matthew say is his biggest celebrity crush?
Who did Matthew say is his biggest...
Yes, who did Matthew say is his biggest celebrity crush?
I'm literally... Okay, this is what I'm taking off of. We were on a road trip one time with our big kids and our six-year-old, or River at the time, we were playing that game. Do you guys ever play that game called MASH? When you're
I need an answer.
Okay.
Welcome to my life.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian.
Let's reveal.
What? You put it in as a joke.
Kim Kardashian, Matthew, reveal.
Oh, Elizabeth
who did you
Shue.
Say is your
Elizabeth
celebrity?
Shue.
Elizabeth Shue. Okay. Matthew, what did Carrie say is her favorite swear word? Carrie? Yes.
Oh. Yeah,
okay. Yeah. I want to do two more quickly. Carrie, what did Matthew say his dream job would be if he changed jobs?
Like a forest, like a worker man guy.
Okay,
like
a worker man in the forest. Matthew, please reveal. A cowboy, yes, basically. A worker man in a forest.
Man.
Matthew, what did Carrie say is her favorite food?
Pasta.
Pasta with butter. Later. Later. Guess what, you guys? We are broadcasting from the beautiful Wiltern Theater in Los Angeles all next week.
Wiltern.
Catch us live Sunday night. We're so excited about our week in LA. It's going to be great. Let's go to the phones. Casey from Kansas has a question. What is it?
Hi, my question is for Matthew.
Okay.
Why exactly did you take your shirt off at the Mother premiere?
Great question.
And then, what was your reaction to the movie?
The two are very much linked. I took my shirt off because we went to the premiere with some incredible men.
Michael Broome.
Yes, from the Sierra Club, who are ardently fighting to try and save this environment from
Trump.
Destruction.
Yes, sadly. So one of the guys had a T-shirt with a message on it, and I said, look, just give me... Let's swap shirts on the red carpet. And I love the movie, because for the same message that it was giving is that, you know, we should take a little more responsibility over this planet.
Very good. It's time for my muscle of the day. It goes to a recent study on Japanese snow monkeys that shows that they like to take natural steam baths for the same reason that humans like to go to spas, just to de-stress. I wonder if when they go to a spa, though, it's also like when the Real Housewives go to a spa.
Stop. You threw champagne on me.
Pino on her, and you took penis away from me.
All right. Our jackal goes to the folks who are up in arms about whoever is mysteriously leaving full pickle jars on an interstate ramp in Missouri. Honestly, what's the big deal about anonymous pickles by a Missouri exit ramp? Sounds like every Thanksgiving vacation I take in my hometown of St. Louis. Get it? I want to thank Carrie and Matthew. It's so random. Okay. Hey, everybody, it's the After Show with Kerry Russell and Matthew Reese. The show is The Americans. Final season, Wednesdays at 10 on FX. The bartender is the Stanley Cup. The Stanley Cup playoffs begin Wednesday, April 11th on NBCSN. How many episodes did you make this season?
Ten.
Wow, so how exciting.
It's
this
over.
Is it.
Yeah,
is
it's it? Over.
Wow.
Yeah, it's done.
Do you know what you're going to do next?
No idea.
Wow. Isn't that exciting?
It is exciting.
Yeah.
It is.
A number of home improvement, I think.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm cleaning a lot of closets at the moment.
Let's go to the phones. Caller, what's your name? Fun. And where are you calling?
Especially when they're mine.
Hi, my name is Sarah. I'm calling from San Diego.
Hey, Sarah, what's your question?
And I'm so excited, Andy, to come to the show in LA on Monday.
Oh, lucky you.
Carrie and Matthew, other than each other, who have been the best kisses of your careers?
Oh, my God, that is...
Luke McFarlane on Brothers and Sisters.
Oh, my God, I love it.
He kissed like an angel.
That guy is
dreamy.
Super
dreamy.
Cute.
And here's another
dreamy
thing.
And he's a carpenter.
Here's another thing. He's a carpenter. He can build rocking chairs, and he plays the cello.
You can't beat it.
He used to say, wow. Don't fall in love with me, before they said action.
Wow.
I was like, I'm only human. Yeah. Wonderful, wonderful man.
Was there tongue in the kisses?
Once. A little bit.
Once.
And he told me what I had for lunch.
That's
a talent.
Hilarious.
But he was wrong. It wasn't pineapple.
Carrie, best non-Matthew kiss.
I don't even remember. It's been too long.
Seamless.
See? Unbelievable. She just dodges.
Com.
She should run for Senate.
Ping. I know. The deflector.
You should be
deflector
Cynthia Nixon's co-governor.
Amazing.
Yes.
There's nothing that would stick.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Andy. This is Toby. I'm calling from Eagleville, Pennsylvania.
Hey, Toby. What's your question?
My question is for Carrie.
Okay.
What are the chances that we'll see you wear your Felicity wig during the final season of Americans?
That's
a good question.
Amazing.
I will say there is a disguise I cherish deeply who is curly and very unattractive, but... it's like a red, curly, permed wig, and...
it's like Felicity's mum.
Every time I wore it, it's like a permed red wig with... she's a healthcare worker at home, so she's a lot of, like, elastic waistbands and big glasses, and I would text a picture of myself to my girlfriends every morning and say, this is me at work, and they're like, I love that lady!
That's amazing.
But that's the closest to Felicity that we get.
How many years did you do Felicity?
Three and a half
years.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Huh. Yeah.
And that's when... And a lifetime.
A lifetime.
In many
yeah,
ways.
Right. No, honestly. Yeah. And that was 20 years ago?
20 years ago.
Isn't that wild?
And that's when I met Surfin.
And that's when you met Surfin. Carrie and I lived in the same building at the same time but didn't know each other.
Star-crossed lovers.
Star-crossed lovers.
So it was like sliding doors.
It was like sliding doors.
Ah.
Only.
You're so Gwenny tonight.
We could have been together.
I know we could have been.
Like if we had met.
And you wanted to be with a gay man.
We could have been together.
This would have been a match made in heaven.
I know.
Documentaries and more.
What is it about gay men that makes you want to settle down with them? Just kidding. Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
He's good.
So cheap.
My name is Cherie.
Hey.
I'm calling from Woodruff, Arizona.
Oh.
And I want to say, Andy, I just rescued, well, actually, I inherited my dad's rescue beagle. His name is Trio, and he wants to say hi to Waka.
Oh, put him on the phone.
Waka?
He's such a good boy. I love him so much.
Waka but, says
and I also
hi.
Waka? Say, Andy, my friend Joanne and I have watched him since 2009. We love you.
Oh, thank you.
And my question is for Matthew.
Yes. Geography, please.
What is the dirtiest thing in Welsh you can say to Andy?
Welsh you can say to me?
To you or to him?
Me.
Oh, to you?
Yeah.
What do I think about that?
Because
this girl's obviously going to get translated and then it'll come back to haunt me.
Yeah, well, that's fine. No.
Yes.
Because Helen, his mother, will call and go, I cannot believe you
said
that.
No, but we're on the web, so she won't see it.
That's true.
She knows it.
Say
it.
What? The dirtiest thing
I
could say?
Yeah, just say it.
Allwn ni gloddio ti fel glor.
Okay, let's, after the show.
Okay.
Okay. Can you say what that...
What does it mean?
It kind of references a minor, not a young person, but someone who digs.
A minor?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Amy. I'm from Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Hey, Amy, what's your question?
All right. First of all, Andy, I absolutely love you. Carrie, I love you. You're absolutely gorgeous. And hello to all my Bravo lovers out there. So my question is actually for both of you. I'm actually just wondering if you guys can tell us one little maybe spoiler about the last episode of The Americans.
I have to say it was a real surprise to me how they ended it. And
the whole alien thing, I think, was a bit of a cliche. Polar bear, like, oh, we're in limbo, we're in purgatory. We were on an island all the time.
When you got the script, you were like, whoa.
I was like this, were spies? What? I thought we were travel agents.
I will say, and I don't think Joe will be mad that we're saying it, you were traveling to D.C. at the time because you were doing press for the paper.
Yeah.
The film you did.
The Post.
The Post.
No, it was
It was only Spielberg, Acton Street.
It was called The Paper at one time, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
It was called The Paper.
Okay.
And but you texted me, you said I cried.
Yeah, because I was in it so little.
Right. I want to thank Carrie and Matthew. The show is The Americans, Wednesdays at 10 on FX. Thanks, Stanley Kopp. Thanks, Carrie. Thanks, Matthew. For more Clipper on BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.